And welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Budget cutting isn't something new in Salt Lake County. Over the course of the recession, the budget has already taken steep cuts as the county reevaluates the services it provides. But if the easier cuts have already been made, then what's left? And is there any appetite for a tax increase? Joining me in the studio now to discuss that and to give us their thoughts on the current redistricting process that's going on are Arlen Bradshaw, who's a Democratic Salt Lake County Councilman in District 1, representing Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake. Arlen, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We're also glad to have a Republican David Wild, who represents District 3 in Murray, Taylorsville, and West Valley City. David, thank you for joining the program as well. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Well, first of all, give us an overview of the budget situation that we're in. How bad is it, either Arlen or David?
I'm happy to lead off on that. We've started our preliminary budget discussions as we get closer to November when we actually set the budget, and have been notified by the mayor's budget staff and the auditor staff that we're probably looking at about a $17 million shortfall for our 2012 budget, short of what was adopted for the 2011 budget. And, that's not an insignificant number. It's not as great of a shortfall as we were looking at in, 2009, for example. But it's still a good gap that the council and the mayor have to figure out how to fill.
David, how did the county get in this financial situation here, do you think?
That's a good question. I guess I've been wondering about that myself. I can tell you this for sure, that the county has had problems with sales tax revenues. I mean, our property tax, and thankfully the county is funded to a large extent by property tax, more so than, say, most of the cities are. But we do get also a substantial revenue from sales tax people just haven't been spending money. So we don't have the sales tax revenue. So that's been driving our revenues down, and it's been a problem for us to, be able to meet our expenses. But why this new $17 million has cropped up is still a little bit, I'm going to admit I don't know exactly why we suddenly came up with $17 million less than we thought we were going to have.
Has this been a constant theme during the recession? Tax revenues are just lower, and so it's been a struggle?
Oh, yeah. As I said, the sales tax revenues started going down back, in 2008, and they've been recovering a little bit. I mean, our auditors have been telling us that things are doing better this year than they had anticipated, but still we're in a hole from where we were, say, 4 or 5 years ago.
And Arlen, do you feel similarly that this budget shortfall kind of blindsided the council to some extent?
I think after our mid-year budget discussions here in 2011, we were still being very cautious, but we felt that we were moving in the right direction regarding our budget for 2012. So I think that, yes, all of the council members were a little surprised to hear that we were again, looking at cuts and looking at a shortfall. And, we are looking at some downward pressure on the revenues, but a lot of the gap is actually created by increase in expenses. Mm-hmm. And those are just natural increases that the county has to deal with. One of the largest ones is something that all companies and families are struggling with, and that's an increase in healthcare costs. We're anticipating another $2.8 million to continue to provide the same level of healthcare for our nearly 5,000 employees. So, there's that. There's $1.8 million that we have to incorporate for a general election next year, which mm-hmm. we didn't have to pay for in 2011. We also are looking at new debt service payments for senior centers that have been built over the years, and now it's time to start paying for those. So that's a $1.9 million increase. So decisions have been made over the years that really increase the expenses. A lot of that's a natural increase. And because of the way our revenues come in, they don't automatically adjust for those expenses. If the county wishes to match that up, the expense and the revenue, then mm-hmm. the council will have to look at a tax increase.
So you've taken some initial steps here to deal with this problem. What's been done so far?
Well, just in the past couple of weeks, the council has adopted a resolution that puts a hiring freeze in place at the county. It's termed somewhat of a soft hiring freeze, meaning that agencies can still come to the council to make a case if they absolutely have to hire someone. But it definitely ensures that the workforce is stagnated and not growing, so we're not increasing the personnel line item. And that's really the most significant thing we've done thus far is the hiring freeze.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guests here in the studio are Salt Lake County Council members Arlen Bradshaw and David Wild. David, you are a member of the majority party there on the council right now. What options are on the table when it comes to dealing with this issue?
Well, unless we get a pleasant surprise and find out this number is something we won't have to worry about, I guess your options are, do you raise taxes or possibly raise fees in certain areas, mm-hmm. or do you cut back on spending? So I can tell you on the Republican side, I won't say that people have said, you know, hell no on tax increases, but definitely it's no right now. We want to look at we realize that the average resident of Salt Lake County is struggling too. Mm-hmm. They're having to find ways to make ends meet with less money than they had a few years ago. And I think they expect their government leaders to do the same. And so that's what my commitment is, try to find a way to make this work without a tax increase.
Have all the, you know, the easy cuts already been made over the course of the recession, and any further cuts are going to be, you know, the tough choices?
I think that's probably a fair statement, but to go to the extent of saying, well, we've cut everything that can possibly be cut and we're at the bone and there's nothing else that can be cut without, you know, the county collapsing, I wouldn't agree with that. There are other areas we can definitely look at, and we're getting in the process of doing that right now.
What are your thoughts on that, Arlen?
You know, I agree that we can always continue to look for more cuts. I think in terms of cutting the fat, a lot of that has been done. So if we're looking at reducing expenditures, at this point we are looking at cutting services, programmatic cuts, and I think that's the reality. You know, my feeling is that I hope that the mayor and the council take a balanced approach. I'm not saying I absolutely believe there has to be a tax increase, mm-hmm. but I'm interested to see the budget proposal that the mayor will bring forward, which, you know, we haven't gotten to that point yet. So it'll be interesting to see what he does propose. And I'm interested in, you know, a dialogue with my constituents about what services they want to see the county continue to provide. A budget is a policy document for a government, and I think it's important to look at what we value as a community, and is it worth an extra $5, $6, $7 a year for the average homeowner on their property tax bill to ensure that the rec centers stay open, to ensure that their neighbor who might be a county employee has a job. Or do we need to put a hold and really just cut back on what we do as a community?
We're speaking with Salt Lake County Council members Arlen Bradshaw and David Wild. And Arlen and David, in the few minutes that we have left this morning, I want to move on to another topic, and that is the redistricting process. It's happening at the Utah Legislature and also here in Salt Lake County with the Independent Commission recently presenting its proposals for the county redistricting. Focusing on the legislative process, though, I'm not sure how closely you both have been following it, but we ran a story today about how pretty much all the congressional proposals on the table right now for the state's four congressional districts split Salt Lake County among at least three of the districts, or even four, split the county three or four different ways. What are your thoughts, each of you, on what this means for the county?
Well, let me lead off on that. I know that there's a lot of sentiment that we should have had a donut rather than a pizza. Mm-hmm. Last year I came here for a debate with Diane Turner, and this kind of question was raised.
Right.
And I mentioned at that time that, I made an unsuccessful effort at running for Congress a few years ago. But one thing I learned from that experience is that the people in the rural areas of this state have some very significant concerns about dealing with the federal government, and they want all the help they can get in dealing on those issues. And I don't think it's a necessarily unhealthy thing to have a pizza that allows one representative to say, you know, I represent some of Salt Lake County and the very urban areas, mm-hmm. but I also represent these rural areas, and I understand their needs. That way you've got four congressmen back in Washington, D.C., all appreciating the needs of some of the rural residents of this state. There's good arguments for a donut. But there's good arguments for a pizza as well.
And Arlen, you know, as a member of the Democratic Party, obviously the pizza slice model is not so good for that party. What are your thoughts, you know, both political and when it comes to the actual, you know, representation of the county in Congress?
Well, you know, we do have two members of Congress that represent the entire state, both urban and rural, and those are called senators. And senators are have to balance all of those interests. And I think that what is being lost in the debate at the legislature is that Utah is actually a diverse state, and there are varying points of views and varying needs, and all of those are legitimate. And I think it's important that as we look at where lines are drawn for our elected representatives, that we take into account communities of interest. And I believe that that is not being taken seriously by the legislature at really at all levels of the maps, for the state house, the state senate, and especially the congressional maps. We're dividing communities that really should be able to elect a representative of their choice to speak to the issues that are important to them.
Councilman David Wild, we have just about 2 minutes left here, but I want to talk about the Salt Lake County redistricting process. There was an independent commission that came up with some proposals, but you have voiced concern that two of the three proposals place you in a different council member's district, Janie Iwamoto. Our time is short, unfortunately, so you only have about a minute here, but what are your thoughts on that process, how you liked it overall, and what your concerns are as well?
Well, I guess I should say that I do appreciate what our redistricting commission did.
Mm-hmm.
And since our time is short, I'll just say that I also do have my concerns. When we set up this commission, we set up certain standards. We said when you do your job, these are the standards we want you to follow. And my understanding was very clear that you follow all of these standards. You don't follow just one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple of the maps that they've drawn, the ones that draw me out of my district, they've ignored a couple of those standards. They could have given us, and they did give us one very good map. I appreciate that map. They could have given us two more that could have been variations of a theme that would have been very good as well. And I wish they had given us three good maps that followed all those standards. That would be my concern.
But overall, you're okay, or you like the idea of having a commission that's independent?
Again, if they will follow the standards that are in our ordinance, then I'm fine with it. But I'm concerned if they, you know, go afield from what the standards were that they were presented with.
We have been joined here in the studio by two members of the Salt Lake County Council. We have Republican David Wild of District 3 in Murray, Taylorsville, and West Valley City. Councilman Wild, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we were also glad to have been joined by Arlen Bradshaw from District 1, a member of the Democratic Party. He represents Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake as well. Arlen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Politics Up Close is a production of KCBW News with help from Eric Ray and Jesse Ellis. You can listen to the show every Friday morning at 9 and Sunday morning at 6 here on KCBW. You can also download podcasts of our interviews online at kcbw.org. Join us Monday at 9 a.m. for City Views with Jennifer Napier-Pierce as she talks with paleontologist Scott Sampson about our love of plays. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thank you for joining us for Politics Up Close here on NPR Utah, KCBW, 88.3 and 105.3 FM.